Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Oh.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, they are totally free. Those other talk show hosts, they like to charge you for their websites. Ours, we give it away. And you can go there and actually create the content. What it is you see there on the front page of the website was suggested, was put there by listeners like you, and then voted upon also by listeners like you. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. The toilet paper situation is getting difficult, more difficult apparently than it has been in Venezuela.
It's a stinky situation.
Yeah, I imagine so. It's getting pretty difficult to acquire some of the most basics that we all take for granted in the Western world. And, you know, the reason for this arguably is, well, socialism. But you've got an update, Danica.
Socialism and black markets.
Well, the black markets are probably the ones providing the toilet paper. But, you know, it's
based on what I had read when we discussed this before, people were taking the toilet paper out of Venezuela to Colombia to where they could get more money in Colombia than what it cost for them to purchase the toilet paper in Venezuela.
Okay, I hadn't heard that about the toilet paper. I'd heard that about, like, petroleum.
They were smuggling out oil and toilet paper.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and even in this article that I'm bringing today, there is a woman that, even though she's struggling with getting toilet paper to her hotel, she doesn't want to purchase off the black market, just based off principle.
Well, I would have no problem
buying from the black market. You know, even though the black market exists, there are going to be those that, you know, choose not to do it.
Yeah, I understand.
That's what it is.
To me, if it's a question of do my customers have toilet paper or not, I will choose yes and go with the black market toilet paper.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, you've got a business to run. You need to be able to have supplies to it. But, you know, to each their own. I mean, yeah, she can't run her hotel because she chooses not to get toilet paper. I mean, at the end, it comes on her.
I could just imagine, like, walking down the street, some guy standing on a street corner with an oversized trench coat. Hey, buddy.
Get your toilet paper.
You want to buy some toilet paper? I got 2-ply, and I got 3-ply. It's like, where'd you get 3-ply? Like, I can't even find that in the grocery stores anywhere in the U.S.
I know a guy.
Does it exist?
I've heard that it does.
I had never even heard of 3-ply, but hey.
Learn something new every night. All right, so tell me the story, Danica. All What's happening there?
Venezuela's product charges have become so severe that some hotels in that country are asking guests to bring their own toilet paper and soap, a local tourism industry spokesman said.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, it's not just in that country, but in other places where toilet paper is in short supply. To bring your own is always a good idea. At least in that case, you will not end up with the uncomfortable kind of difficult toilet paper, I guess you could say, the rough stuff.
The John Wayne toilet paper?
I've never heard that.
It's rough, it's tough, it don't take crap off nobody. John Wayne toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. So bringing your own toilet paper into a place like that. And there are some countries where it's expected. And I don't know what they are off the top of my head, but I think there's some Asian countries.
I know in China, you have to pay to use the toilet paper because there's too many people. Well, I shouldn't say too many, but there's so many people in that country and so many tourism that they can't keep up with the supply of toilet paper. So they have to start charging it in order to make sure they can have a consistent supply coming in.
So how many squares do you get for, like, a quarter?
I have no idea.
That's a good question.
Like, is it, you know, 25 cents per square?
Well, it would be yuan or yuan. I think that's a Chinese dollar, so yuan.
Is it yuan or yen?
Yeah. Yen is Japanese.
It's yuan.
Yeah.
And the conversion rate is, I think, like 13 U.S. cents for 1 yuan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're at, it could be cheaper, it could not be.
So they're advising customers, bring your own toilet paper. We highly suggest this. I imagine they're still trying their best to provide it within the hotel, but they know how in short supply it is, and so they're hoping their customers will sort of help them out.
And it's getting even more complicated because they've got a busy holiday called Semana Santa or Holy Week coming up. So that makes for even more tourists to come in and, you know, increasing the need for that. In Mérida, a state in western Venezuela that's known for its mountain landscapes, small hotels are struggling to stock their rooms with basic supplies as the Holy Week festival starts coming underway.
Mm.
It's an extreme situation, says Zina Camacho, owner of a 20-room boutique hotel in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada National Park. For over a year, we haven't had toilet paper, soap, any kind of milk, coffee, or sugar. So we have to tell our guests to come prepared. I mean,
we are just a room. We're not a hotel anymore. I mean, normally, you know, the idea behind a hotel is that you get taken care of. There are amenities.
Right, exactly.
Right, now we just have a roof. Here you go.
You know, maybe
have
a
bed.
Maybe I'm, you know, naive in this.
You've got to bring your own bed.
That's what's next.
Your rollaway bed. Yeah, maybe I'm, you know, naive in thinking about this. I mean, when I go on a road trip, I definitely bring toilet paper. But if I'm flying to a country, I just...
You don't think about that, right?
I don't think about that. You know, I couldn't imagine having to think, oh, hey, I better make sure I'm stocked up on toilet paper. I got to squeeze those two rolls into my already tiny suitcase.
Sure. I wonder if the TSA has rules against too much toilet paper.
Could you imagine?
Only if it's liquid or gel and it's over 3.5 ounces.
There's another TSA agent, by the way, that is apparently speaking out. I've got that story as well if we want to get to some more travel-related subjects. But you can share your thoughts. What countries have you been to that do not have toilet paper as just a standard issue thing that you find in the bathrooms in that country? I've heard that there are other countries. I'll have to, you know, maybe Google around and see if I can find out which ones they are. But it's just not common for people to not have their own toilet paper with them. So, you know, the places of business aren't generally providing it.
Yeah, the product shortages are hitting the smaller hotels especially, says Geraldo Montella, the president of Mérida's Tourism Chamber. He says that five hotels have said that they are going through the situation. They keep asking their guests to bring their own toilet paper. He says, we're near the border with Colombia, just 2.5 hours away, and lots of Venezuelans' goods are taken there because they sell for more money in Colombia, just like Daryl was saying. He says bigger hotels can take care of the product shortages by buying toilet paper and other basic supplies from the black market smugglers who charge up to 6 times the regular price.
Mm.
But smaller hotels just really can't afford that.
So there's this crazy situation in Venezuela with the money there. And that is part of, if not the entire reason why, there's this discrepancy in being able to go to Colombia and sell product there, whether it's toilet paper or gasoline, because I've seen pictures of a guy, you know, basically holding two canisters of what appear to be very heavy canisters of gasoline, like on his shoulders, basically.
Like these 5-gallon cans.
Yeah. Like walking across a swamp or a creek or something like that, trying to smuggle them into Colombia. And what has happened is that there's this crazy government-mandated exchange rate on the money over there that essentially misvalues, you know, they basically arbitrarily selected a certain rate. I think I'll have to check and see what the current rate is. Last I heard it was like 6 or 7 to 1. And
that's what I'm thinking it is.
And the black market rate has been as high as 150 bolivars to one U.S. dollar. So it's just a crazy discrepancy that results in people doing things that usually wouldn't be economically feasible. Like, you know, to pack toilet paper across a border, you would think that just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I've got a solution to the Venezuelan toilet paper problem. Print more money and use the money as toilet paper.
You
might be getting there, Daryl.
They're, you know, they're almost to hyperinflation right now. Just use the dollars or use the bolivars.
I remember the last time
paper.
We talked about this, inflation was at, I think it was 67% or something like that. And that's a yearly rate. It's not like, you know, every day. But We'll come back with more and talk about this. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Foundation for Economic Education also has a story about this. Venezuela runs out of toilet paper, achieves true socialism. So get into that here. You can also share your thoughts. Maybe you've been in a situation like this where you had to bring your own toilet paper when traveling. Is it as uncommon as many in the West believe? 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also get on the air with us here via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the toilet paper crisis in Venezuela. I mean, if there was ever a crisis, the word crisis is used a lot, right? Like, it's overused. You could easily argue that people in the government are constantly using, this is a water crisis. This is a, you know, whatever. They always have some sort of crisis.
This is a midlife crisis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that probably wouldn't come from the government so much. But, you know, they like to use the term crisis to describe pretty much anything they want you to think of in sort of a sense of urgency manner, and then cede your authority to them to take care of it.
That's true.
But if there ever was a crisis, certainly, I guess water's pretty important. But toilet paper is up there, man. I mean, having toilet paper is one of the niceties of modern life, and it's hard to really imagine what people will do without it. I imagine there are some
bidets.
Creative solutions.
Bidets are pretty awesome.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those are being installed right now in Venezuela and what that
probably
costs.
Not many, because socialist country, you don't have the engineers that know how to install those. And you probably can't even find one anywhere in Venezuela to purchase, let alone to get installed, because socialism, and they will go for more on the black market in Colombia.
The socialist-run country also has South America's highest murder rate and an archaic foreign exchange system that essentially forces tourists to carry big wads of U.S. dollars with them to avoid the expensive rates that are charged by the bank if they pay for things with credit cards or take money from an ATM. And I imagine that would be because the banks probably can't sell you money at the black market rates.
Correct.
They're likely forced to do it at the government's official exchange rate. So
correct.
It really doesn't do you any good to use the banks, because right now what's happening in Venezuela, as I mentioned before, and I did pull up an article that's more recent, because I had said that I'd heard 150% inflation, that it had gotten to that point.
You actually said 67% inflation.
What did I say 150 about? Because I thought I had heard that.
The 150 bolivars to a U.S. dollar is the black market exchange rate on that.
Well, right now, according to Bloomberg, Venezuela's inflation is seen as pushing 200%.
Wow.
Let me tell you a little bit more about that, but also you can go to freedomsphoenix.com. And you can uncover the secrets and expose the lies. I mean, they are providing their readers the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. The story from Bloomberg. Venezuela, which already has the world's fastest inflation rate at a reported 69% in December, could see that rate more than double this year as it struggles to respond to falling oil prices. We may end up this year with inflation at close to 200%, says Alberto Ades, co-head of Global Economics Research at Bank of America. He said that in an interview with Bloomberg Surveillance Friday. He forecasted the economy would shrink 4%, saying that Venezuela is in dire crisis. The 50% drop in oil prices in the past year has buffeted Venezuela's economy and forced it to reduce imports, exacerbating shortages of everything from shampoo to beef. On the black market, the bolivar has weakened 74% in the past year to about 257 bolivars per dollar, not 150, which I had heard previously. 257 per dollar is what you can get on the black market if you know the right people, compared to 6.3 bolivars per dollar as the official exchange rate. So what you have happening there, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I'm not an economist, but my understanding of what you have happening in this country is the government has said, we say that these bolivars are worth this amount, and they've set this 6.3-to-1 ratio. But, of course, the market says differently, and the market is actually responding to the fact that, oh, because, you know, the government essentially is not able to sell oil at what it used to be able to sell. They're not bringing in as much from that main export of the country anymore. And so all the while, they're just sort of plugging their ears and shutting their, clamping their eyes shut and, you know, pretending like nothing is changing here, that they can somehow, with their magic economic wand, they can just cancel the effects of economics, essentially, just ignore them and, you know, put them aside, and that they won't, supply and demand won't actually factor into the prices of things. But they are, and so you've got the black market saying, well, government says it's worth one U.S. dollar to every 6.3 bolivars, but the black market says it's one U.S. dollar for every 257 bolivars right now. And that's just a crazy distinction that is resulting in people not being able to buy things on the open marketplace, because things that are sold openly have to be sold at the official exchange rate. You can't be seen selling product that isn't, you know, based on the official exchange rate, or else you'll be punished. So therefore, everything goes, or as much as possible, a business goes into the black marketplace. And of course, people don't want to get paid in bolivars. They want to get paid in dollars and then exchange them on the black market through black market money exchanges, because they'll get more bolivars per dollar if they can pull that off. It's crazy.
I wonder if there's a market down in Venezuela for people using Bitcoin, and
good
if
question.
So, how big is that market?
That's worth looking into, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Yeah, like if you're trying to buy Bitcoin through one of these exchanges, the exchange is going to be licensed.
Yeah.
So then, are you buying the Bitcoin based on that 6 bolivar to a 1 U.S. dollar rate? Or can you buy the Bitcoin on the black market rate to where you get a little bit more bang for your buck?
Imagine it's whoever sold the Bitcoin.
Right, but no, I'm saying if you're going through an exchange.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like here in Keene to where I can post on Facebook, I want to buy $50 worth of Bitcoin and have 5 people respond, I'll sell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how widespread Bitcoin is down there. Maybe we should look into that, see what we can learn about it. The Central Bank of Venezuela, which typically releases inflation data each month, has yet to publish any information for this year. That's suspicious, wouldn't you say?
Huh.
Yes.
Every month, normally they publish this data, yet now we're 4 months into the year and they haven't published it at all.
That sounds super fishy.
What do you think they have to hide?
Maybe they've got an inflation rate above 50% per month.
As
if so, that would be hyperinflation.
Is that right? If it's above 50?
50% per month.
Astrubal Oliveros. Well, so far it's maybe at about, they're estimating it could hit 200% over the year, this year. Last year it went as high as 74%. Over the year, actually.
So there are 3 people on local Bitcoin listed as buy Bitcoin online in Venezuela, all of
in
them
the
requesting
country.
National bank transfer. There's 6 people under sell, and all of them listing national bank transfer. So I'm guessing they're using the official exchange rate?
We will come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Maybe you've been down to Venezuela or you're down there right now and you've got some comments. We'd love to hear from you as well. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Venezuela continues to have economic difficulties, and basically it's not just because their number one import is at half its price compared to what it could have been, you know, at some point during the last year. That's a factor. But another factor is that the government is pretending like that's not a factor. So the government has set their exchange rate officially at far, far below what it would normally be in the regular marketplace.
Don't you mean their number one export?
Did I say import? I'm sorry.
You
did. I did mean to say export.
Like, wow, if their imports are cheaper, that should be good for them.
No, they want to import more toilet paper, but unfortunately it's just not working out because of the economic situation there.
I wonder if we could mail them toilet paper.
Mail them?
Yeah, I mean, it probably would turn into money for people. I mean, because then they'll smuggle it out of the country and then get paid in dollars for it, presumably over in Colombia, where they can then bring those dollars back into the black market in Venezuela and collect up to 250 bolivars per U.S. dollar, as compared to the 6.3 they would get if they walked into any bank in Venezuela and attempted to exchange a dollar for bolivars.
Okay. Oh, so I've just got this brilliant get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, boy.
So you sell a dollar on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
You then take those bolivars to the bank and say, I want U.S. dollars. And then you get a bunch more U.S. dollars from the bank. You go sell those on the black market.
There's got to be some way that that's not possible for people. There must be. Maybe the banks are saying, no, we can't give you dollars. Maybe dollars.
Yeah, I bet that that's something that they might come up with.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to turn it that. I don't think they're going to turn that around. It's too obvious, Daryl. There's no way that could work. I just don't believe it.
U.S. dollar's bad. Go away.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Venezuelan government, whoever it is, who's it, Maduro, I think, who's in charge over there since Chavez croaked. Maduro has been blaming, as Chavez did, the U.S. government, of course, for all the problems, in the same way that that the North Korean dictator blames the U.S. government for all of their problems as well. Now, look,
U.S.-led embargoes on both countries aren't helping the situation.
No doubt. No doubt. And some of the things North Korea's propaganda wing says about the U.S. are absolutely true, but some of them not so much.
Right.
So we'll continue the story here from Bloomberg.com, but we were discussing, and I want to talk more about the idea of Bitcoin down in Venezuela. What are people doing with Bitcoin? There's actually an article from Vice about that that Syphase sent over to the show, so maybe we'll share that.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you've dug up anything on the topic, Joe.
All I was able to find when I did a search for Bitcoin in Venezuela was the exchange rate of Bitcoin to Bolivars and the local Bitcoin. Where there was, like, what, 9 people that were either buying or selling, and they wanted national bank transfer.
That's more than there was in Cameroon when I looked at that country on local Bitcoin. So if you want to get Bitcoin and you're in the U.S. or Canada, then you can visit ExpressCoin.com, and they can hook you up with Bitcoin, Litecoin, as well as Dogecoin. They are a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just get started over at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. That is ExpressCoin.com. You can also grab them from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee whatsoever. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So the central bank over in Venezuela has not published any information about their official inflation rates yet this year. Normally, they release that inflation data every single month. That's pretty suspicious. What do you think's happening there?
Oh, I know what it is. They don't have enough money to buy the paper to print the inflation report.
It's strictly a political decision, says the director of the Caracas-based consultant Ecoanalytica, said Friday in an interview referring to the data delays. Quote, it's not like they've stopped calculating inflation. The director of the central bank knows what the rate is. Annual inflation could rise to as much as 150% in 2015 and climb as high as 250% if the central bank included factors currently being omitted in the official statistics. So much like here in the United States, where there are certain economic indicators that the central bank, you know, the Federal Reserve just ignores in their calculations of inflation, same thing's happening in Venezuela, where they're leaving certain types of items out of figuring those numbers.
Oh, yeah. In the U.S., they leave out taxes in the official inflation rate.
Oh, meaning those how much pesky taxes.
Meaning how much they're collecting or how much they've gone up?
Right. So the tax rate that you're expected to pay, you know, they've got this number of, you know, like every man, woman, and child based on all of the taxes that are collected. Sales tax, property tax, this tax, that tax, income, Social Security, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
None of those are tabulated when they're figuring out the expenses that they use to calculate the cost of inflation. So if taxes go up drastically, then that's not counted in the inflation rate.
And I forget what else they leave out, too. Is it food? I don't remember what.
There's certain food items that they do leave out.
Mm-hmm. Like
I think fuel they leave out. Some of the electronics, the way they do, is because those prices have dropped so much, they will replace it with an equally priced item that is of higher value. So, like, you know, laptops, now you can get a laptop for a couple hundred dollars.
Right.
Well, when they started calculating this, a computer costs like $2,000. Hmm. So they will still try to find a computer worth about $2,000.
I wonder why. I mean, wouldn't they want to include the lower-priced computers
sure,
in there?
Yeah.
Because that would possibly contribute to a lower inflation number?
But they don't want people to think that there's deflation on anything, because deflation is bad, so is inflation. Or at least that's what I was always told in school, is deflation's bad, too.
It depends on how you look at it, right? Like, for a lot of people, for savers, for instance, deflation could be a good thing.
Right.
Because then your money goes farther.
Absolutely.
But for people who are in debt, inflation is a good thing. So if you are in debt on a house or something like that, and the you know the what money can buy, it, you know, it is able to buy less and less with, but that meaning that the there are more dollars chasing the same number of goods,
right.
You'd be able to pay off your loans quicker, in theory.
I'm sure you've heard about the like missing depression from the 1870s.
I don't know.
To where basically it was a period of prosperity, but because the prosperity was increasing at a lot greater supply than the money rates were increasing, there was actually a period of deflation. So when economists are looking at this, they're like, wait a second, all of these prices were going down, but prosperity was going, how's that possible? But it was just a period of deflation with increased prosperity.
Oliveros, who is the director of the Ecoanalytica in Venezuela, says it's not that they're manipulating the numbers, it's that they're omitting certain factors that the central bank should include. Well, I would call that manipulating the numbers. If you're leaving certain factors out, knowing what having those factors in would do to the official numbers, that's, to me, by definition, manipulation.
Absolutely.
Right, well,
they're not lying about what the things they're factoring in are providing, but they're also not factoring in everything that they should.
Right, but let me ask this question. How many different factors should one be providing? How many should they include?
I have no idea.
If there's something that one person thinks should be included, but somebody else says, I don't think that should be included. Like, how do you determine what gets included and what doesn't?
And you mentioned that, you know, food doesn't, or maybe some certain kinds of food don't.
There's certain types of food.
Why is not all food included in it? Do they just only want to do groceries? Like, what kind of food do they leave out?
I don't know off the top of my head. I will try to find that out.
That just seems really strange that they would only list some, but not all of it.
Well, maybe somebody else can tell us more about that, like what stuff is being left out of these inflation calculations, both in the U.S. and in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. The toll-free number, because they just sort of gloss over that here in the story. Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, plus bitcoins in Venezuela. What's happening in that world? You can share your thoughts with us here. And by the way, the Bitcoin bus is back in Keene. We might be hearing from one of the proprietors there here in a little bit tonight as well. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Walland Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Walland Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind, especially if you've got some experience in Venezuela. We are once again on that topic, because it's just absolutely fascinating and horrible to watch these poor folks go through just absolute, very uncomfortable shortages in products like toilet paper, some of the most basic products. Soap is also very hard to get a hold of, you know, like dish detergent, that kind of thing.
Everyday house essentials.
Chickens are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, there's a crazy exchange rate that is being manipulated by the government there of 6.3 bolivars per dollar. The actual exchange rate, which you can figure out by going into the black market and seeing what the ranges are of bolivars you'll get to for $1, you could get as much as apparently 250 bolivars per dollar, depending on who you know, right? I mean, obviously, if you don't have good connections in the black market, you might only get 100 bolivars per dollar or whatever. But either way, it's going to be a lot more bolivars for a dollar on the black market than it would through any legitimate place, which is why nobody wants to legitimately sell their toilet paper, because they can get a whole lot more for it on the black market and or smuggle it over into across the border into Colombia and then presumably get paid in dollars for it there, which they can then bring back in and turn that into more bolivars. So there are ways for people who have access to dollars to do very, very well in Venezuela, but many of the people in Venezuela do not have that access to those dollars. And so something we've been covering here over the last few years here on Free Talk Live, you're welcome to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I'm going to continue here with a little bit more, and then we'll talk more about Bitcoin in Venezuela, but a little bit more from the Bloomberg piece talking about the inflation rates, to where some people are predicting that this year inflation could hit 200% over a year's time in Venezuela. Now, Daryl, you say that is not yet hyperinflation. It's bad, But it's not
bad.
Hyper.
It's not hyperinflation. The definition that I was able to find said that hyperinflation is inflation of about 50% per month.
Wow. It's hard to even envision what that must be like to actually live underneath that.
Yeah.
So, more from the story here.
I think it was Zimbabwe. The prices were doubling every 3 days during their hyperinflation.
So people have to basically leave their jobs and run to the store to buy whatever they possibly could.
Right.
In
some cases, the prices would increase during their, putting stuff in the baskets. The price would increase, so they wouldn't be able to pay for everything that they had.
Take stuff out when you get to the register.
Take stuff out. Oh, and the price of this just went up.
Venezuela, according to the story here, has responded. This at Bloomberg.com has responded to the falling oil prices by reducing imports, which dropped 18% in January compared with the same month last year, according to a Merrill Lynch Global report on April 7th. The bank said, quote, the Maduro administration is in the midst of undertaking one of the largest import adjustments in Venezuelan history, adding that many of the country's economic problems are, quote, to a large extent self-inflicted. Venezuela has received an average $45.21 per barrel for its exports so far this year, compared with $88.42 in 2014, according to the oil industry. The nation relies on oil for about 95% of its foreign currency earnings. Foreign reserves have fallen 15% in the past 6 weeks to $20.6 billion from a 2015 high of $24.2 billion. The Bank of America's expert said, quote, they still have assets to continue to pay their debt, but if you look at the first quarter, they are drawing down their assets very, very quickly. And, you know, besides all of those numbers, what really matters is the situation on the ground. And what you've got going on the ground in Venezuela, as of the last report I saw, was essentially the equivalent of bread lines. Now, I don't know how plentiful bread is there. We haven't heard much reporting on that. But as you pointed out, Danica, these basics like soap, chickens, you know, some of the most basic household staples you cannot find in one store. You have to, from what we've read in the past, if you are going out shopping in Venezuela, you basically have to have your list, and then you have to go from store to store in hopes of finding, oh, they have some detergent in stock.
And be prepared to spend a lot of time in lines, potentially.
Exactly. The lines are going outside the store front
doors.
Around
the corners.
It's crazy. So you may spend hours just trying to get into one store. I believe that, too. You may spend, at the very least, hours trying to get into one store only to find out that they only have one or two of the things on your shopping list, and then you have to go on to some other location, presuming you don't have a black market connection. And again, the idea behind going to these grocery stores is you would get the products at their government-suggested prices, which are far below what they should be. In the black market. So there's a high incentive for people to want to spend that time. But obviously your time is worth something. So at what point does it no longer become worth it to try to get the cheap toilet paper as opposed to going with the black market solutions?
Well, here's how I look at it. As long as you've got old T-shirts that can be used as rags and you've got a shower with the flex head sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then you don't really need toilet paper if it means stand in a line for hours.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, the shower head would be a good way to solve that problem. So more here from the Venezuelan insanity. This story goes back to October of 2014, but it's because you'd asked the question, Daryl, what about Bitcoin? How widespread, how useful is Bitcoin in this financial crisis? Because we know that, was it Cyprus, like 2 years ago now? It seems like it's been a little while since the Cyprus thing happened.
That's been a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, that there was this situation where the government robbed people's bank accounts in Cyprus, basically just came in and jacked, what was it, 40% or 50% or something like that?
Some outrageous amount.
Yeah, so people in Cyprus were hustling to try to find other options for their money, and Bitcoin became a big solution for those folks. And it's because you can acquire Bitcoin relatively affordably. You can acquire it in most places with internet access, at least. You can get Bitcoin. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. So you don't have to go through some kind of bank or some official government money exchanger. You can just go and buy Bitcoin from people. And so that's what happened. So what's happening in Venezuela, according to Vice News, is most of the world's economies run in accordance with the old Wu-Tang Clan mantra of C-R-E-A-M, or cash rules everything around me. The idea is pretty straightforward. If you have cash, you can buy things. If you don't, you can't. But in Venezuela, citizens can have buckets of bolivars, the national currency, and still find themselves unable to buy the sort of goods that many in the developed world take for granted. Currency controls imposed by the late Hugo Chavez in 2003 and maintained under his socialist successor, Nicolas Maduro, make it difficult for Venezuelans to exchange bolivars for U.S. dollars and other foreign currencies. So there you go, Daryl. That's the answer to your question earlier, because you had said, well, you know, with this crazy exchange rate, why not just go into the bank and get the official 6.3 bolivars per dollar exchange rate. Give them 6.3 bolivars, get a dollar back, then go into the black market and turn that bolivar, or the turn that dollar rather, into up to 250 bolivars. And the reason you can't do that is because they won't do it, because there are rules in place that make it difficult, they say. So what sort of hoops you would have to jump through to be able to accomplish something like that, and, you know, what sort of limits they might put on you, and how many cops might take an interest in your behavior.
Who would be reporting you if you were doing that? It's a nice idea, though.
Here in the United States, they have a suspicious activity report that they fill out on you. If you go into the bank and you do something that they don't like, or something that is repetitive, like creating a pattern of doing deposits or withdrawals of certain amounts above certain amounts, they'll fill out.
Even if you have a pattern of putting deposits under their arbitrary amount.
That's correct.
And we read the story a while back about the restaurateur in, I believe it was Indiana, that, you know, she runs a cash restaurant. So a couple times a week, she would go deposit like $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And IRS comes in, steals all her money and civil asset, whatever.
Because she kept putting in the same amount.
Because, well, it wasn't necessarily the same amount, but they were deposits under the $10,000 limit. If it's over $10,000, it has to be reported.
So,
but because she kept putting in deposits under that amount, that's suspicious as well.
Well, no, you're confusing a cash transaction report with a suspicious activity report. So the cash transaction report is triggered at $10,000.
Right.
So if you do what you're saying here is less than $10,000, so if you do $9,999.
Right. So she would go in a couple times a week. That way she didn't have to do that $10,000 report.
Yeah.
And that became suspicious activity.
Correct. Yeah, that's all I was doing, is just clarifying there are two types of reports.
Yes.
Suspicious activity report can be triggered by trying to avoid the cash transaction report and or just having a certain, you know, amount come in that looks suspicious, I guess, to the bank teller. Anything if it looks suspicious, report it, kind of thing.
Everything is suspicious now.
Depends on who you ask, I guess. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about what's happening with Bitcoin in Venezuela during this financial crisis that looks like it's not going to be letting up anytime soon. We'll come back with more here in moments on Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.